This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hi. Good morning. Welcome. Good to have you here. And happy Monday to you. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. So we got some stuff to talk about today. I'm mostly going to focus on the Pirates, and you're welcome to also express your opinions about the team at 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X and follow me there as well at Callas_33 is the handle there. That's Callas_33. I would like to mention, though, I am super excited. It's that week. It's the week of Five Alarm Marathon. It's going to be on Thursday, June 6th into Friday, June 7th. We're going to broadcast for 26.2 hours, and today is schedule release day. So if you're looking forward to seeing which odd pairings are going to be executed or going to be used throughout the entire 26.2 hours, then you should listen throughout the day today, because I believe they're either going to be released in little bits or they're going to be released all at once by one show. I'll get more information on that a little bit later. But I know that today's the day. You will know all the pairings of the hosts for Thursday into Friday by the time today ends. So that's exciting, and I'm excited too. I saw some of my pairings as well, and I'm excited to have those shared and then done on Thursday, and I'm super excited. Also, the CDs, they're done. CDs are ready to go. They're just about ready. I got a few more to burn, but we're going to be selling 50 it is CDs at the Five Alarm Marathon with music from the diss tracks you've heard on the air. I wrote an apology to Ron Cook that is not to be missed, and then some other songs I threw in there too from stuff that I've written when I was younger. So all the more reason to buy there. You'll still get to hear the diss tracks as well that we had on the air, but a little extra incentive for you. If you buy one, you get to hear songs from my mind as a late teen, early adult. So I'm super excited, though. I'm super excited about the event. It's going to be a good cause as well. And you can go to 937thefan.com, and you can donate as well at any time. Right on our homepage, you'll see the Five Alarm Marathon logo that we have. You can make a donation. Any little bit helps. And all the money that we collect is going to go towards a bunch of different fire departments in the area. So it's a great cause. They volunteer, and they risk their lives as volunteers to keep us safe whenever tragedy strikes. So, hey, give a little bit. It's a good cause. So, again, 937thefan.com, right on our homepage. Click the Five Alarm Marathon link. Scroll down. There's a little box that says donate. It's a little PayPal tab. And once you click donate, it'll take you to the PayPal page where you can donate either with a credit card, a debit card, or with your PayPal account. But super easy to donate, and again, any little bit helps. So if you could do that, again, 937thefan.com, the Five Alarm Marathon. Donate! And help out the local fire departments in our area get a little bit more money, because they indeed need it. All right, so the Pirates, they lost. two out of three to the Blue Jays over the weekend. And so we got some interesting notes to dissect. Now we can talk about Roddy Tellez because he got a hit in back-to-back games, which is nuts. He got three hits in four trips yesterday and drove in all four runs the Pirates scored. He was also on base four times. He walked once. So in five plate appearances, he was on base four times. Now, he used to play for the Toronto Blue Jays. I believe that's where he started his career. And so maybe the Pirates were waiting to see, oh, can he have a familiar surrounding in Toronto? It hit better because he's hitting, you know, in a place that he's ultra familiar with. Well, maybe their logic was that. I don't know. But he did well. I mean, he had a solid series. 3-for-4 in yesterday's game. And again, he drove in all four runs that the Pirates scored. So the irony is not lost on me there. So good for him. And, good for him because everybody else. I mean, it wasn't a terrible offensive day. And, I mean, it's a shame that the Pirates lost because, I mean, look at the box score now. Eight hitters got at least one hit in that game. Yeah. So, great showing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm just making sure I'm counting right. Yeah, eight. 8 of 9 got hits in the game. So I think we've identified a bit of a problem now. Now, Roddy Tellez was not a problem in yesterday's game, but he's been a consistent one, so I'll still leave that judgment to you there. But the outlying problem for me right now, a couple problems. Quinn Priester is not it, and whether they want to keep faith in him or not, I mean, 4 2/3 innings, 4 runs on 8 hits, struck out 3. Now, he didn't walk anybody. I'll give him credit for that, but still the 4 runs given up before 5 complete innings, that's just, yeah, not, he's just not it at this point. He's not it. Now, you know, whatever reason they're trying to continue to choose him to throw into the rotation is whatever, but I'm not impressed, and I don't know. I don't know what they want to do there. On the same breath, though, the Pirates did commit an error, and one run crossed the plate that was not charged to any pitcher. So, can't blame the pitching staff for that. Can't blame Priester for that. And the bullpen yesterday kept it together. So, of course, you know, if the bullpen's keeping it together, the starting pitching is going to be the lacking piece, or the defense is going to be the lacking piece. And the Pirates lose by a run. Almost as frustrating as the 14-inning affair on Friday that ended in a Pirates loss, which I blame the bullpen for in that case because, you know, at some point you've got to have somebody that can get in there and lock the game down. You know, if the Pirates are going to keep scoring in multiple top halves of the innings, I mean, it's not the offense anymore. But it's frustrating. I mean, this is a pattern that this team has had over the last couple years. This team is more frustrating now, though, because you see how close they are to winning games, to winning many of the games that they've played so far. But if one or two things are working, one thing is not working. You know, to start the series, the offense was pulling through and keeping it together, and the bullpen couldn't batten it down. And I feel bad for Bailey Falter because he had a great start. He had a great start. And he's been tremendous this season, aside from his earliest starts this season. He's been great. And it's a shame you have those wasted performances because the bullpen couldn't keep it together. And I can't blame the offense for really any part of this series. I mean, the Pirates had a great game in that first game of the series, or that second game. They won 8-1. The offense is, The offense did enough for the Pirates to win. In that first game, I mean, you look at it on its surface. Okay, they scored only three runs, if you even think three runs needs the word only in there. But for them to score in extra innings twice, I mean, that's that. What more can you ask for? They had that runner on second, and they drove home runs two times. You've got to be able, as the bullpen eventually, I get it, maybe in one of those early innings, you know, you give up the equalizer. You know, one time, it's going to happen. You got two teams that are pretty evenly matched. It's going to happen. But, you know, a second time, at that point, you know, bullpen, got to get it together. So that's just frustrating to watch. You know, and that one was a frustrating loss. They rebounded well. And then won 8-1 on Saturday, which is tremendous. Mitch Keller, six innings pitched, one earned run given up, and struck out eight. So he's doing well. He's got it together. The offense had it together, and everything was sound there. But then game three, I mean, Quinn Priester giving up four earned runs. Pirates making an error. They pushed across a fifth. The Pirates lose by a run after a late comeback. And again, ironically, the Pirates relied on Rowdy Tellez to drive home all of the runs scored. Now, that in itself isn't a bad thing. I just think it's ironic because he hasn't hit too well up to this point, and then he got hit in back-to-back games and was the total offense. But I don't blame the offense for any of these games, if there was blame to be had. I mean, they won on Saturday. That's great. But the offense scoring in extra innings, I thought it was a valiant effort for them. So no problem in game one, and four runs should be enough in these games. And Pirates scored four and lost by a run. Pirates were coming back late in the game, but they should have had to come back. If A, an earned run isn't scored, or B, if Quinn Priester finally pitched to form and didn't give up four runs on eight hits in less than five full innings pitched. That's just where I am. It's just one of those patterns that we're seeing. It's if one thing is working, something else is not. The Pirates' offense wasn't working to end April to start May. The bullpen was fine. The starting pitching was developing well and executing well, and now it's switched. The bullpen has been struggling, and then they bring Quinn Priester back up and then insert him into the rotation, and he stays on pace for what he's been doing all season and through a pretty big chunk of his career now. And the bullpen, it cannot be trusted right now. I mean, I want to be able to take it easy on the bullpen, too, because, again, I like some of the guys that they have in there. But I cannot turn a blind eye to some of those guys also being responsible for the struggles of the team or for giving up games. And, again, like I understand how tough it is, too, for somebody to come in and automatically have a runner in scoring position. But at some point, the relief pitching's got to be good enough. They've got to put a stop to it. Teams have escaped runners in scoring position before with nobody out. And the guy earns the spot on base, so some of me wants to be sympathetic. But the other half of me says, you know, eventually, you had five tries to prevent those runs from scoring. So, you know, that's five tries. So, I mean, that's where I am with that. I mean, it's just unfortunate. If one of these aspects of the game were figured out, or if all the aspects were figured out together, this team, I think, would be doing a whole lot better. The fact that they're still hanging around the wild card is great. That's cool. They could be doing so much better, though, if all this stuff just gelled. And right now, it's 1 point strong and other points weak. And it's just, it's frustrating to watch. 412-928-9370. Got a caller on the line now that wants to talk. So, hello. Good morning. What's your name?
Mike. How you doing?
You know, I'm a little frustrated, but, you know, it's Monday. It's new week. What's on your mind?
That's right. Nothing. I'm not a priest or believer myself, but yesterday two of his runs did come on. He got the first two guys, came on base, and then Shelby took him out for, I think, Hunter Stratton, and he gave up a double to Daniel Vogelbach. That gave two runs earned to Priester. I don't think he should be in the rotation. I think probably the bullpen's going to be his long-term goal eventually for this team. I just think they have too many pitching prospects that are better than him.
Sure, I agree. Hey, thanks. Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. 412-928-9370. You can join the line as well. You could join the show on the phone line as well, is what I wanted to say there. Join in anytime. 412-928-9370 and on X for me as well at callas_33 at callas_33. I get it. You know, then Hunter Stratton's got to not give up those hits that bring the runners home. I get that. But Priester letting them up on base for me is also a problem. Again, one of those runs charged to the defense because it was unearned. There was one unearned run that scored. So the defense let down the pitching as well at some point there. But, yeah. I don't think he's it. So, Mike, I'm with you there. I guess you're with me because you called after hearing that. So, Quinn Priester's just not it. Whatever they're developing him for, whether it's going to be the bullpen, whether it's going to be more development in the minors, Priester's not it. Maybe you can give him a little bit of leeway because he didn't technically give up the runs, but he was responsible for them being on base, so they were charged to him. Yeah, whatever the case. I still don't think that he's it right now. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. When I come back, we'll talk more Pirates, and I've got another bone to pick with an aspect of this team, because that's what I'm doing this morning, is dissecting all the problems that the Pirates had.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Over the weekend. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hello. Welcome. Or welcome back. Whichever one you are right now, whether you're just waking up or whether you've been up around 5 o'clock. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, getting you ready to start the day, warming you up for every other show that's going to come after this, including the Fan Morning Show, which starts at 6 o'clock. And that one is previewed by the Fan Morning Show pre-show. So this is the pre-show to the pre-show, Fan Early Morning Show. With me, Nicholas Harry Callis. Hi. All right. Let me give you fan weather real quick. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet on Washington Road, McMurray, or you can shop online at sunchevy.com today. High of 82, low of 60, overcast through the morning. Then tomorrow, high of 86, low of 62, partly cloudy. So it's going to be significantly warmer than it has been in, at least over the weekend. It was in the mid-70s, the high was. Over the weekend, and now we're going to get high temperatures back in the 80s, so expect warm weather. And again, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Okay, so talking about the Pirates and talking about why I'm frustrated from this weekend that looked promising. A 14-inning game, longest of the season so far. You rarely get to see those anymore because of the automatic runner on second in extra innings to start every half inning. So to see 14 innings was impressive. The only problem was that the Pirates came up on the short end in that game, and it was rather tough. It was rather frustrating. When you lose a game that goes that long, it just feels like you gave effort. The team gave some effort that wasn't enough, even though they fought back. The offense scored twice in extras to tie it, and then the bullpen gave up the lead, and then eventually a home run allowed the Blue Jays to win. That was on Friday. Saturday was an 8-1 win, and then yesterday, Rowdy Tellez drove in all four runs the Pirates scored. Although eight batters in the game got a hit. So the offense was, I think, efficient enough in the game. Run producing may not have been a strong suit, but still, Rowdy Tellez driving in four. It doesn't matter who drives in four. Four should be enough. Pirates lost 5-4 yesterday to lose the series two games out of three. Pirates also made an error, and an unearned run came across to score. Quinn Priester was charged with four earned runs of the five that scored. No other pitcher was charged with an earned run, so one came across due to an error. And that's something I want to talk about, too. So I think it's an underrated part of what made the Pirates so successful in previous years, like the big winning years between 2013 and 2015. I think that it's really lost on us, you know, because when I go back and watch highlights, I see, you know, Starling Marte before, you know, steroids and you know, whatever he was doing. You know, I watch him make catches in the outfield. Andrew McCutchen with great defense in the outfield. Gregory Polanco, you know, before his leg became a problem, you know, his strong arm in the outfield and his agility out there. You know, and then all around, I mean, Neil Walker playing second base, you know, he was always solid defensively. Jordy Mercer at shortstop was pretty reliable. When Jay Hay, Josh Harrison was the third baseman, you know, he played pretty well. And so I think it's just an underrated part of this team. And we're seeing so many errors now on the diamond and so many unearned runs being charged that could very well, decide games. You know, it seems like there's so many errors that this team's committing, and it's just frustrating because in a game like yesterday, if one run doesn't come across for the Blue Jays, you know, the Pirates are at least tied. They're at least tied at four, and they may play another extra inning affair, but one run was the difference in this one. And, you know, that error becomes more costly. It becomes more present when you look back at the final. And so, you know, I look at those highlights, and I just think it's an underrated point for the Pirates is just, you know, how good the defense was, too, when they were winning between 2013 and 2015. And even in some of the years before and after where they didn't make the playoffs, but, you know, you saw flashes of solid play that, you know, led to eventually them playing well enough to qualify for the playoffs. I think it's just an underrated point, though. I think that they're making too many errors so far this season that are underrated, but that cost them, and there haven't been as many flashy plays or plays that, you know, are game savers. And that to me is a shame. And it is important, and I think that, again, it's underrated. It's not something that's talked about too often, but, I mean, you know, just seeing this season now and watching highlights of you know, yesteryear, it really was important back then, and it needs to feel as important now. Now, I mean, there are times too. There are games that the Pirates should have won where their bullpen could have pitched better, or, you know, one starter here or there could have not given up as many runs, or the offense didn't have to be streaky, you know, early in the year. So I get it. But still, I mean, it's just something to point out there, too, that, you know, if one piece of this team just was able to get it together, this team, I think, would be winning more games. And it feels like they're so close. But it's an error here or a poor bullpen performance or a bad start on the mound or the offense not scoring enough. And it's, again, it's just It's just that same theme with this team, which is so frustrating. If some things are working, one thing may not be working, and it may be the thing that costs this team a win. So that's just how I look at it right now. And again, it's frustrating. It gives you hope because they're doing well. They're just not doing well enough right now. And yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Tough season to watch here. I also saw Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, too. He tweeted out last night that he said from a source that Henry Davis is going to get called back up. So it seems that his trip to AAA was a success, and they feel that he's ready again to come up to the majors. And after a little stance change and some more development down there, that he's ready to face major league competition again. So that's inspiring to see. Not that the offense, though, is the thing that's the problem right now, and that's something I want to just make a quick argument on as well. They need a bit better pitching now. So it's great that they're calling Davis up, but I'm sure he can't hurt if he really is on. But at the same time, I just think that they need to focus a little more resources on batting down the hatches, right? I keep saying that, Pirates, blah, batting down the hatches. But really, no, like fixing and trying to make better the bullpen. I think right now that's the focus that they need more than offense. Now, again, maybe the offense will grow cold again and we'll be happy that Davis is up. I don't know. It can't hurt. Like I said, it can't hurt. But I don't think it needs to be their primary focus right now. I really think they must address the bullpen and get some more guys in there that you can feel confident in, because I don't think there's much trust in the bullpen right now, at least on the fans' side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.